This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights me 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenido. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that awesome introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having the fit of that title, get this, better than 35 years. Straight up, we're going to have a blast today talking boxing and mixed martial arts, of course, and anything else that's on your mind. We've got a toll-free phone line that's going around the world. Straight up, it's toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can rip me, compliment me, say what you want. It's my birthday, baby. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We're going to focus a little bit later on a guy that I spent a lot of time with in training camp when I was around Roberto Duran back in 1983, I believe in 1984, it was 83, down in Palm Springs, California at the Palm Canyon Hotel. I'm talking about Harold Graham, the best British fighter never to win a world championship, one of the best boxers I've ever seen in my life. So we'll talk about Harold, we'll talk about the fights on DAZN today. Of course, DAZN's hot and happening. ESPN Plus signed a big fight for March, guess who it is? Terrence Crawford and Luis Collazo. Does that make you want to puke? Yeah, if you're a boxing fan, it does, because Collazo and Crawford in the same ring, probably not in 2018, maybe in 2015, but not 2018. What I'm trying to tell you is Collazo is 3 or 4 years past his best, if not more. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. This is a production of the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance Ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
No, I will not go 10,000 miles from here to help murder and kill another poor people simply to continue the domination of white slave masters over the darker people of the earth.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
That being said, check the clocks. 12 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. A little bit later in the show, I'll be getting into Harold Graham. In fact, we'll hear from Harold Graham, the retired fighter, 48-6, 28 KOs. I spent a lot of time with him in Palm Springs. He was a great guy to be around. He was a left-hander. He could box. He could punch a little bit, too. Anyway, bottom line is we'll talk about Harold Graham a little bit later in the show. The UFC, we'll get to it about 40 minutes past the hour as well. Now, let's talk boxing. Let's talk about some of the boxing news, per se. Luis Collazo signing to fight Terrence Crawford on ESPN Plus. Of course, the app fight that's going to go down in March. Give me a break. I mean, Collazo's 3 or 4 years past his peak, maybe five, maybe six. I mean, I could keep going, maybe seven. Bottom line is, he maybe didn't have a peak. Luis Collazo was one of those guys that never really peaked out. He's sort of like a number five type of guy, number six type of guy, and never really got any better than that. Anyway, Errol Spence, of course, he's marking time with Mikey Garcia. When I say marking time, is that he really has no big money fight out there, so he's going to take on Mikey Garcia, who has no big money fight outside of Vasily Lomachenko. I mean, think about that. What's Mikey going to do? Mikey's going to fight Scott Cuddy or somebody. I mean, there's nobody for him to fight. I mean, Vasily Lomachenko's with another promoter. I don't think Lomachenko wants to make that move and fight Mikey yet, because if he did, they'd be fighting each other. If these guys really want to rumble with each other like Pacquiao, the big sissy that he was, it's up to my promoter. It's not up to your promoter, pal. You go on the off, say, listen, man, don't call me. This Bob Arum? Yeah, this is I'm Manny Pacquiao. Don't call me until you got the fight with Mayweather made, okay? And I want this, blah, 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 X amount of money, and hang up the phone. That's the way it's done. Manny was like the subservient type of client, per se. When the guy promotes you, he's making as much money. He's making a dollar on every dollar that you're making at the very least. When you talk about the residual costs coming in, I mean, the residual funds coming in from memorabilia and delayed fights and all that stuff. You know, I mean, down the road, the promoter's always going to make more than the fighter. That's just the way the game is stated. And whether or not the United States came together with the Association of Boxing Commissions, formed that in 1996, of course, under the great late Senator John McCain, it's supposed to give a lot of teeth and enforce laws in boxing. It hasn't worked. It's very impotent. In fact, I think that the Association of Boxing – oh, I'm not going to say that. I'm a certified judge with the Association of Boxing Commissions, so I will say that the Association of Boxing Commissions is the finest association I've ever been involved with. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., remember him? He was a kid I had on this show like about 10, 12 years ago, maybe longer than that, man. And he wasn't shaving. Remember I told him, do you shave? I asked him, do you shave? No, I don't shave. He didn't shave yet. He had a couple of hairs sticking out of his top lip. That was about it. Anyway, Chavez Jr. admitting to, after losing to Canelo Alvarez, saying that he was 2 months in his father's rehab. He said he went to rehab for drugs and depression and booze and that kind of stuff. But he said his father's rehab. His father runs a rehab? Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. has a rehab? No, no. This was the rehab that Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. went to prior for the same thing, for having coke problems. You know, I'm telling you, man, coke is no joke. People laugh about it. I used to call it the recreational cocaine, recreational drug and this and that, a prelude to sex and this. It wasn't a prelude to sex, man. Anybody that's having cocaine, any male that's having cocaine is probably not having a whole lot of sex. I kid you not. Anyway, at the end of the day, drugs just don't work. Think about it. Hard drugs. I mean, all the guys that I've grown up with, I thought about this today. I'm turning 61 years old today, so I'll reflect on that just for a second. And I'm looking back. In fact, I just got a call from Bob Antonelli, Bobby A., the big DJ from the neighborhood. And he said to me, he's talking, he sung me happy birthday, which was really cool. Anyway, he's talking about that we're survivors, that me and him are still around. Well, it was the fact that we didn't drink, we didn't do hard booze, for the most part, didn't do beer, and really didn't do hard drugs, man. When they were passing those hard drugs, remember, well, we ran from them. Just ran from them, man. I think that, you know, you didn't have to say no to drugs and like that. You just had to say, I'm getting out of here. And, you know, I had a lot of friends that went down a wrong road, and some of them are dead now, and some of them aren't in the greatest of health. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you are what you are to yourself. I mean, you look in the mirror, that's you, baby, nobody else. Anyway, Harold Graham, we'll talk about him later. They called him the Bomber, of course, from the U.K., Sheffield, the U.K. Speaking of the U.K., man, DAZN's coming to you from the U.K. Of course, that is the biggest boxing app rocking and rolling right now. Later today, it'll be Mike Wilson from Undefeated Fighter from the area of Portland, Oregon. Of course, Oregon boxing. I saved Oregon boxing. Yeah. Am I going to jump up on a soapbox right now? Why not? Remember when William Bruce Anderson ran the boxing commission up there in Oregon, and then I exposed him because he hadn't had a boxing show in like 4 or 5 years, and he was making $15,000 or more a year than the governor could offer? Or say, hey, governor had some weird name. But anyway, he was making 15 grand or more a year, more than the governor. I dug up all this stuff on him, and I sent it to an ABC station up there in Portland, and they chased him down the street. William Bruce Anderson was running from the camera. He wouldn't show his face. This was a guy who, when I ran him, his Social Security number came up to 1985. In other words, he was 70 years old, but his Social Security number was only like 15, 20 years old at the time. So something was amiss there. We sent the press after him. He resigned soon thereafter, and boxing is alive and well in Oregon. Not a lot of fights, but it's there. And, of course, he also pushed wrestling away at a time when the Oregon Wrestling Commission, the Boxing Commission, was still handling wrestling up there. So William Bruce Anderson on his way, thank goodness. But Mike Wilson, a product of Oregon boxing, undefeated now, 18-0 now, of course, taking on Dennis Lebedev. Lebedev's claim to fame, of course, with almost killing Roy Jones about two and a half, make that back, about 3 or 4 years ago. But, of course, Roy on the decline since Roy's been on the decline since the Tarver fights. You know that, since he fought Antonio Tarver. Listen, once you lose your reflexes, once you lose that edge and you're a speed fighter and you rely on that millisecond, you rely on that timing, once you lose that, it's over, baby. Once you've been exposed, of course, Roy had the bad jaw all along. Remember I told you about that? Sugar Ray Leonard was going to invest $1 million in Roy Jones in 1988. We were at the Olympic trials in Concord, California, and he said to me, Pedro, I'm going to get $1 million together. I've got it together. Different investors have put this together, and we're going to put it into Roy Jones. Do you think it's worth it? I said, well, you know, from what I've seen, Roy's probably the best of the team, et cetera, et cetera. I said, but, you know, I don't know if $1 million is a problem. Anyway, bottom line is, Ray didn't end up dropping the $1 million in Roy Jones Jr. because of Roy Jones Sr. His father, of course, was a bit of a pain in the ass. And he has his trainer and his manager and all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, he didn't drop the money in him, and he told me why later. He said, you know, Roy's got a bad chin. I said, what do you mean Roy's got a bad chin? Roy's a bad dude. Nobody's ever hit Roy. He goes, yeah, but when they have in the gym, somebody knocked him out with the big gloves on. I mean, the big gloves, holy cow, 16-ounce gloves, yeah. So when he finally did get drilled and he got drilled repeatedly. Of course, the most significant knockout, I thought, was at the hands of Dennis Lebedev. I mean, his referee, Steve Smoger. What was he doing? Steve, what did you do? Did you have a ringside seat, or were you the official in that fight? I mean, holy cow, Steve! That was like that. I mean, I thought Roy was on the brink of death. Why do I say that? Because he was just so vulnerable. And then he got hit one more time, and I said to myself, oh, my God. I mean, when you get hit with punches you don't see coming, they are incredibly damaging. I mean, I'm telling you, that's the only time I've ever been dropped in my life were by punches I didn't see coming. I mean, if I see a punch coming, somehow you can physically and mentally absorb it. But if you don't see a punch coming, man, the world comes to an end right then and there. No doubt about it. Straight up. You got to see those punches. Keep your eyes on the other guy's hands, baby. But sometimes it just doesn't work. How many times was I down in my career? I thought about the other day. 4 times. Twice against Dave Garcia. Dave could punch, man. Oh, and twice against Ernie Chavez. So make that 5 times. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But I finished every fight vertically on my feet. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Talking boxing and mixed martial arts, baby. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That was 1-800-878-7529. Other fights today besides Lebedev and Mike Wilson, we'll talk about that in depth on the other side of the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nunes' hands are down. And she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over. Amanda Nunes.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, ah, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Okay, the reason why I bring that up is that Clarissa Shields is going to fight again. The best female fighter in the entire world, according to boxing historians. Of course, undefeated now, a champion in, you know, many sanctioning bodies. I can go on and on and on and on. But I saw her fight a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, I said to myself, I don't ever want to see her fight again. So when I saw this morning that she's going to fight again on 3 weeks' notice, I say to myself, good for Clarissa Shields, bad for female boxing, because she's not a girl that can deliver she's not a Chris Cyborg Santos, she's not a Ronda Rousey, she's not anything that's really going to attract a whole lot of attention to the sport of female boxing, because she can box, but she can't punch. And if you can't punch, nobody really wants to watch you for 2 minutes, you know, slap some other girl around. I didn't think too much of her last fight, and straight up, Clarissa Shields fighting again. If she ever fights again, it'll be too soon. Ooh, bottom line is, remember that guy that was on steroids? What do they call him? Big Daddy Lucas Brown, former WB heavyweight title holder. Yeah, right. Anyway, took on some guy from New Zealand, Junior Patti. It was in Auckland, New Zealand last night, of course. What can I say? He made quick work of him. Now he's 27-1. Of course, he says he's the WBC Asian Boxing Council silver title or something like that. But at the end of the day, he's one of those guys that cheated. Steroids. When you cheat on steroids, I have no... There's no sympathy here for you. Just not, because this is not golf. This is not baseball. You're not Barry Bonds hitting balls out of the park. You're not. You're hitting people in the head. And if you got an added advantage in hitting people, I've got a problem with that. I don't want a guy that's, you know, that's going to be able to recover faster than me. When I look at the career of Manny Pacquiao, and I bring him up in particular, of course, coming up with that big fight with Adrian Broner, probably the fight that I'm looking forward to more than any of the fights on the calendar. I kid you not. He and Adrian Broner, if Adrian comes to dance and he comes ready, he packs his lunch, he and Pacquiao are a good fight. Manny Pacquiao, so fast with the hands. I mean, this fight will be in Las Vegas, so I guess they'll be doing the drug testing, all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, everybody knows how to get around drug testing, things like that. It's sort of like a bit of a joke as far as sports are concerned. It just is. I mean, people know how to get around testing, especially if you're not randomly tested. If you're randomly tested off duty, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, when you're not training, I think that's sort of not cool. And the reason why I say that is, you deserve to be able to do what you want to do when you're not training. If you're doing steroids, that's different. But, you know, if you want to do recreational drugs, that's your prerogative. And that's why I've got the thing with John Jones. I back John Jones on the cocaine. I mean, I'm not a cocaine guy. I'm anti-cocaine. I see more people in my family and my close friends go down from cocaine than anything else. But if John wants to do a little cocaine, let him do it. He is, you know, John Jones. He's an adult. He can do that. He can afford it. And he's smart. He'll do like Keith Richards and get pharmaceutical cocaine, the Rolling Stone guy. Anyway, no. But if he wants to do a little blow, that's more power to him, okay? I've got no problem with him doing what he wants to in his recreational life. Now, as an athlete, I have a problem. John Jones has tested positive more than once for performance-enhancing drugs. And, of course, he's the best fighter in the world, or at least he was. With this cloud of performance enhancing drugs. I'm talking about Flintstone vitamins, anabolic steroids, call them what you want, man. But, you know, he's hurting people. And when you hurt people and you've got in a third arm or a third leg, I mean, basically that's what it is. You're getting all these different advantages. That's like I said, Pacquiao earlier, he would recover so quickly in between rounds. I mean, I knew something was amiss, baby, because nobody goes from kicking somebody's ass, I mean, just flying, throwing all kinds of punches, maybe throwing 70, 80, 90, 100 punches around, comes back and sits down, and 10 seconds later, their heart is back to normal. It's impossible. It's impossible, okay? But Pacquiao was doing that. And why was he doing it? Performance-enhancing drugs, in my opinion. I'm talking about Flintstone vitamins. Of course, that last fight over Lucas Matisse, Manny looked like Manny on Flintstone vitamins. I mean, if you ever wanted to think of Manny looking like he was on stiff Flintstone vitamins, that was one of the fights. But this one, with Nevada State Athletic Commission doing the testing, I think they'll be a little bit more stringent. And I look for Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner to put up a hell of a fight. If Broner comes to... As I said, if he packs his lunch, it'll be a great fight. A contrast of styles. You've got two boxers, per se. One guy that likes to punch. The other guy sort of likes to. He used to like to punch. Broner could punch back in the days when he was fighting 135 pounds, but this is 147, of course. And what I give Manny an edge here is that the fact that Manny's fought at 147 and won big fights at 147 where Mr. You know, I mean, come on, man. I mean, the young man's come up short a couple times, not more than one, maybe three times. Adrian Broner's come up short three or four times, and it's all been at the higher weights. Had he been disciplined, the chubby guy had been disciplined, of course, from Cincinnati, Ohio, the same hometown as my buddy Aaron the Hawk Pryor. May he rest in peace. But if he was together, both mentally and physically, he'd win this fight hands down. I don't think he'll be together mentally or physically, so it's a toss-up. But if he was together, this fight would be a one-sided route. Now, let's talk about today's boxing, of course, live on DAZN, baby. Of course, undefeated Mike Wilson, Portland, Oregon. Good old Mike taking on Dennis Lederbev. Lederbev's a bad dude. I mean, he really is a bad, bad dude. No doubt about that. Double bad. So, you know, he's fighting over in Lederbev's part of the world, so he's got a he's got some high odds to go against, no doubt about that. Of course, the rest of the week, rest of the month looks fantastic on HBO. Going to go with the last card today. HBO going with Dimitri Bivol and John Pascal. Of course, Jean Pascal out of the a Canadian fighter, but for the WBA light heavyweight title, HBO's last show. You know, I had Larry Merchant on the show last week. Of course, the Godfather himself, and he talked about the passing of HBO and the fact that, you know, it was sort of like a champ took a shot to the gut and, you know, he went down on one knee and it was time to count him out. His day was done. He was champ for a long, long time. Talking about HBO, I mean, home box office, that's what it started out as. It was home box office. Have you got a home box office? Hey, do you have home box office? You a boxing man? Home box, movies? Anyway, home box office, long before HBO, okay? It was a thing. 1970, I think they aired their first boxing match. Larry Merchant was part of that. Don King, I think, brought heavyweight boxing to HBO, and it was off and running. And of course, they had a hell of a run. I mean, to run that long, they were the heavyweight champion at cable for a long time. Jim Lampley, Larry Merchant. I mean, those two guys. Harold Letterman was the judge. Those three. That was probably one of the best teams ever as far as analyzing boxing was concerned, because, you know, Jim Lampley was a bit of a shill, and he would just sit there and run off numbers and cheer for guys and this and that. And then you hear Larry's come in, you know, Larry chime in here and there with his good poignant, you know, Larry would say things that only Larry could say. And that's what made him the godfather of the HBO crew. That's made him the most significant, the most prolific a boxing announcer, a boxing analyst of the past quarter century, without a doubt. It's not longer than that. I mean, you know, when Cosell went, then came Larry Merchant. I mean, in between, there were some other good guys around. Maybe some people think that Al Bernstein was a great, 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 great analyst and a great, great broadcaster in this set. But, you know, Al's been a bit of an insecure turd in my side for a long, long time. I remember we were doing boxing together for Let's Get It On Boxing. We had a TV deal. We were going to sign a deal with CBS Television, but Mills Lane had a stroke. Mills Lane, of course, the judge Mills Lane, he was a third party to that. But Al Bernstein called Tony Holden and said, I smell marijuana and it might be coming from Pedro's room. It might be. What a punk-ass move that was, huh? But that's just the way he was. Another time, Al Bernstein, your Hall of Fame broadcaster. Why am I going off on a rant by him? I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is he doesn't deserve the time. But Al Bernstein, not my favorite guy, probably the most insecure man I've ever met in the world of boxing. Of all the people I've met in boxing, he is the most insecure, frail man I've ever met in my life. Al Bernstein, take that to the bank. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back to the end of the end of HBO boxing. I don't know how to. I really don't know how to take this, except for it's time to move on. Like DAZN is taking over. I mean, DAZN's got a fight card going right now. I could watch it if I want while I'm on the air, but that would take my attention away from you. But no, I mean, you've got good fights on TV, and the quality is good as far as the broadcasting and the productions concerning this fight coming to you, I think, from Monte Carlo. And, you know, like I said, Wilson's in a deep hole. Can he dig himself out of it? I don't know. I think right now he's like three rounds in the hole as far as the scorecards are concerned, because the fight hasn't started. But he's fighting a guy that's like an icon over there. Lederbev is an iconic figure, a loser in only two fights, a major, major player as far as Monte Carlo and drawing people to the casinos there to watch fights. Straight up, Lederbev and Wilson, the main event. on The Zone today. Speaking of The Zone, they come back next week with Jeff Horn. Remember him? He was the guy that beat Manny Pacquiao a while back. And, of course, he's taking on Anthony Mundine. Mundine's been on the show about, was it 10, 15 years ago? Something like that. But this fight's going to go on at 7 a.m. Eastern time, 4 o'clock Pacific time, November the 30th. Yeah, like I'm going to get up and watch that one. No, but The Zone's so cool is that if you got The Zone app, you just watch it on demand. Watch on demand afterwards. Watch any of their fight cards on demand afterwards. So The Zone's got it going on. $10 a month. The first month is free. They're not paying me to say this, but I think that if you're a fight fan, a boxing fan, you like Bellator MMA, they've got that as well. They've got a couple of good shows on there. They've got a good programming list, a good list of programming at DAZN.com. And, of course, as I said, the greatest boxing now. Why is it the greatest? Because they're showing most of the boxing, so they've got to show some great fights out of there. I mean, eventually you will see some superstars rise out of this run here the Zone's got going. Of course, you saw some superstars rise with Mr. Al Haymon, Premier Boxing Champions. We've got Errol Spence, of course, as I said, taking on Mikey Garcia, but Spence, Garcia, mismatch of 2018, 2019, it just is. I mean, look at their shoulders, a boy against a man against a boy. I mean, it sort of looks like... It sort of looks like a guy that's like a middleweight going against a guy that's like maybe a lightweight. So you've got a difference like a Hagler-Duran type of thing. And guess what? Mikey Garcia, he ain't no Roberto Duran. You are tuning to Ring Talk, live worldwide, open phone lines around the planet. We're going to switch gears and talk mixed martial arts after the break before we get to our Harold Graham special. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-757. Of course, the studio text line. Now, I've got some text here because this thing's bouncing in front of me. 415-275-1613. The text line once again, 415-275-1613. You tune to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline.
That's a sobering thought.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry. which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I happened to be in one of the parks. It was one of my thoughts that I'd come to the city for a few days and sit and read. And I got a call about the announcement of HBO's retirement. And a few hours later, I sent out a message to Fred Sternberg, the boxing publicist, of what I thought about it. And I'll try to recall what I said. Once we were a young prospect, then a challenger, then a champion, a great champion, a long-time champion, but then a has-been who has finally retired. See you so long, champ.
The Godfather Larry Merchant on the demise of HBO Boxing. Speaking of HBO Boxing, coming to you, of course, from Atlantic City. I remember when Atlantic City used to be run by Frank Gelb. You couldn't run boxing in Atlantic City unless you ran through Frank Gelb. Now, Frank Gelb was a great guy, and Frank Gelb was related to mafia guys. I can't think of the guy right now, but it was Blinky Palermo. That's who it was. He was related to Blinky Palermo. They were like cousins or some kind of stuff. Anyway, you know, cousins by business, not cousins by blood. At the end of the day, man, he was a good guy. I had a great time in Atlantic City. Speaking of AC, back to Atlantic City, Dimitri Bivol and John Pascal, of course, for the WB light heavyweight title night on HBO. But get this. Are the Russians invading boxing? Think about this. Murajan Akhmadalov taking on Isaac Zarate. Israel Madrigalov, another Russian guy, taking on Vladimir Hernandez. There's a good one, Vladimir Hernandez. I haven't heard that that combination before. Vladimir Hernandez, Miguel Zamudio, and Shakram Glaskov. Okay, Sergey Kuzmin versus Laron Mitchell. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the Russians, they're taking over. They're taking over boxing. Of course, I said this was coming a long time ago because they were hungry. And when you have to wipe your ass with a rock instead of toilet paper, guess what? You'll do things. You'll train hard. You'll rise to that next level. I mean, this is incredible. Being poor, being not having what other people have normally is a great incentive. It just is. It's an incredible incentive. Being poor is an incredible incentive to put everything out there. So, I mean, some people make it in boxing, some don't. But I look at Sergey Kovalev, of course, the rough, tough gangster. I call him a street gangster, the former WBO light heavyweight title holder, two-time champion. Of course, lost to Andre Ward, not once but twice. The first time controversial, the second time very decisively. But he lost his title recently. But, you know, he was one of those guys that you just knew that he was coming to fight no matter what. He was going to give 200% because he was street tough and street, I mean, just hard as a rock, man. I got to admire these Russian guys. Listen, like I said, and I hate to use this type of lame comparison, but if you have to wipe your ass with a rock and they offer you an option for toilet paper, you'll do about anything just to get that toilet paper. That's just the way it is. Now let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts. The UFC, of course, the premier body, call them company, call them what you want as far as mixed martial arts. And I'm not too happy with their recent events. And the reason being is that, you know, they're still charging people pay-per-view money for something I think they should put on an app. I talked about this a long time ago. Of course, they have their Fight Pass app, and they're offering you a deal right now where you can get their Fight Pass 2 months for the price of one. But the Fight Pass just gives you, unless it's changed, it just gives you like a couple of fights that you won't see normally on a fight card and maybe some scoops here and there. But at the end of the day, is it really worth $10 a month? I just don't think so. Anyway, the UFC rock and rolling tonight, of course, with a heavyweight showdown. Francis Ngannou, remember I exposed him on the show? Well, he won. He knocked out Curtis Blaydes. Knocked him out in the first round, 45 seconds in. I said he was one of those guys that if he didn't get you right away, you got him. Of course, Stipe Miocic got him, but that was over a five-round distance, five-minute rounds. But Curtis Blaydes, Curtis, I thought you was bringing it, baby. 45 seconds, Kevin. I mean, Curtis, come on, man. Alistair Overeem. Or I used to call him Alistair Overeem because he was caught on steroids not once but twice and suspected many, many other times. Defeated Sergey Pavlovich with a TKO. Of course, that was in the first round, 421 in. Some of the other fights on the card. I love this guy's name, Lee Jingling. Yeah, you got to like that one. Lee Jingling beat David Zawada with a TKO, body kick and punches in the third round of a welterweight contest. Of course, Ngannou and Overeem, both heavyweights. Of course, some of the other fighters on the card, nothing really jumps out here. I mean, no big names per se. There really isn't any big names because they're trying to build big names. That's what the UFC is void of right now, big names. Why? I think that when they were sold last year or a year and a half ago for like $4.2 billion or $4,200 million, which is, I think, way, way more than the entity was worth. Now, why do I say that? Because I talked to other people who said the investors are not going to get a 25% return on the money for at least 5 years. And when you invest in something, you want a 25% return on your money within the first 2 years. If it's an ideal investment, they're not going to make it. Anyway, looking at the UFC schedule, John Jones, of course, coming back. The aforementioned John Jones was a steroid December 29th. Coming to the T-Mobile Arena, of course, Las Vegas, Paradise, Nevada, the co-feature. Him and Alex Gustafson. He beat Gustafson the first time. That's the suite, of course. Good fighter, no doubt about it, but secondary to John Jones. Anyway, John Jones, if he's got anything left, beats Alexander Gustafson probably across the board every round until it's stopped. Chris Cyborg Santos is in the co-feature. She is the women's featherweight champion. She should be she should not be allowed to fight women. She's that mean. She's taking on Amanda Nunes, a fellow Brazilian, of course, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu artist as well. Both these women could fight. But the difference here, like it is in pornography and combat sports, size. Size matters. And Chris Cyborg Santos has a size. Unless she dies to make 145 pounds, she kills Amanda Nunes. Sorry, Amanda. I like your guile and the fact you're willing to step up 10 pounds and take on this girl that's just like unbeatable. She only lost her first fight. I mean, since then, nobody's beat Chris Cyborg Santos. Okay, Carlos Condit on the card taking on Michael Garcia. Outside of that, I don't know. Chad Mendes, Ira Latifi, Corey Anderson, I don't know. Those aren't big names. Andrea Lossi is going to be on the Fox Sports 1 card. Of course, the former two-time world heavyweight champion taking on Walt Harris. And Walt Harris, I'm talking about the 93-year-old announcer that passed away a few months ago here in Northern California. May he rest in peace. And Kat Zagano, remember she came out, yeah, I'm gay, and I'm going to beat Ronda Rousey. Well, Ronda Rousey licked you like a stamp. Oh, and she's gay. Oh, did I really say that? Yes, I did. Anyway, Ronda Rousey licked her like a stamp in like 12 seconds. And she was like the toughest chick ever. She came out of San Diego. She was so rough that guys wouldn't fight. You know, all that kind of good stuff. Listen, there's only one girl that guys run from. I mentioned her before. Chris Cyborg Santos. Outside of that, no girl's really going to make you run. I just don't think so. Anyway, let's switch gears. Let's go back to the sport of boxing. Of course, I talked about Harold Graham, him being the middleweight contender, of course, from the UK. And we had a lot of fun together. And, you know, it was an era in which Roberto Duran was coming back, trying to get his act together. And Roberto was training in Palm Springs for the most part, the Palm Canyon Hotel. And, of course, we all had rooms down there. And it was sort of cool. You had carte blanche. And, you know, when you had to run in the hotel, you got to get all the free soft ice cream you had wanted all night long. I was like 4 o'clock in the morning, man. We're supposed to run at 5:30. Remember, we're running at 5:30, and like at 4 o'clock, I was down there getting ice cream. Why? Because I could. And I was running anyway, running off the weight. Anyway, Harold Graham was one of Roberto Duran's sparring partners. And Harold Graham, of course, a good fighter, made his debut in 1978. Of course, a fantastic record, 48-6. Stopped 3 times, 28 KOs. A decent puncher. But, you know, when I look at Harold Graham, I think, man, I think the greatest fighter of the UK never, ever won a title. What happened to this guy? Anyway, here he is in his own words.
When I was a lad growing up in Sheffield, Harold Bomber Graham was the one boxer we all wanted to see. He was probably the best British boxer never to win a world title. And he's hurt and he's down for the first time. But retirement wasn't kind to Bomber.
And Harold Graham has turned on the most astonishing display of boxing tricks that you'll ever see.
When you were boxing, did you ever think what you were going to do when you retired?
No, boxers don't think that way, I don't think. You're in a bubble. You know, you're just enclosed in this little bubble, entrapped in the bubble, and you didn't know what was going up outside. I thought boxing was my life, and I thought I was going to die in boxing, literally.
So when you finished, you had no plans, you had no goals, you had nothing to go into?
No.
And what about financially?
I had plenty of money, but it's like saying I had plenty of friends to go with the money. And so it's a case of lending money.
And that money never came back?
No.
Did retirement scare you?
I was terrified. There's a numbness in the sense that, what do I do? What can I do? Who am I? And it's like saying, trying to find out who am I now. Now I finished boxing, you know, what can this person do for himself? And it's as if I couldn't do anything. And I just felt isolated. And I'd sit at the home and, you know, have a little tear and say, oh, what am I going to do now? I don't know what to do. And I didn't know what to do at all, really.
I read in your book that you sat in your house, cried, turned to drink brandy, and then you got a knife out.
I just wanted to give in. I come to the finale, that's it, I finished. Didn't want to go anywhere. And I cut my wrist, and I thought it was deep bleeding, and I just went right down into my wrist, my veins, and I saw the blood spurt out, and I said, I've done it. I can die. And I was just crying, and I was saying, I'm sorry to everybody. I was saying sorry to everybody.
Were you relieved at that moment that you did it?
Yeah, really. It's mad. People say you're mad, but I was relieved in the sense that a pressure, it's as if I'd relieved the kettle, a pressure cooker, and all the steam was coming, flowing out, and that's the way I felt, just relief.
Luckily for Bomber, his long-time girlfriend Karen called the police, effectively saving his life.
If it wasn't for her, I think I would have killed myself a long time ago. She's taken me through this, literally taking me through this, hand in hand sort of thing. I mean, I've had to put something in, but it was mainly her. And she backs off a bit now and says, right, come on, you're strong enough to do some of it on your own now. You know, you do some of the emails. I can't do it. Do them. I want to do something for the future, for myself, for my children, and for my fiancé. I've got to do something for them and make it good as well.
Bomber's been to the bottom, but he's on his way back, and he's learnt a lot about his sport.
It's a lonely place. You go out on your own in the morning, early morning running, bang, you've gone, you're out on your own. You go to your fight, loads of people there applauding you, chanting, yeah, Bomber. And once it's gone, you're on your own again. I felt horrible, shocking to be on my own, and I still do sometimes.
A lot of sports people have what we call an athletic identity. Their whole sense of self has been developed over a number of years of being a particular sports person and being a winner, not just any sports person.
It's a struggle, especially as an athlete. You've been accustomed to being on top and earning all the money you can. Then all of a sudden, those opportunities in sports get away from you. It's a struggle to find out, what am I going to do with my life?
Kind of quite hard to put your hand up and go, do you know what, I'm in my life, I don't feel as I'm winning anymore. I feel I'm drifting sideways, I feel a bit lost. And, you know, I think everyone goes through that.
You can still have those feelings about what if I'd have done this, what if I'd done that, maybe I could have done a bit more. And they're the worst feelings to have as a retired sports person.
Harold Graham, check it, we had so much fun in the 80s. He wasn't one of those guys that party with us. Well, you know, we had a good party in Palm Springs. Get this. Get up and run at 5 o'clock in the morning with Barry McGuigan. No, Barry didn't run. Yeah, Barry ran at 5. And Roberto Duran. And we went back to bed for a couple hours. And we got up. We did our thing during the daytime. Trained in the afternoon. And then partied at night. Man, it was a good life. Straight up, was fun back in the 80s. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Twice as nice. Saturday and Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Behind. This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events,
out-of-print compilations,
50% off pay-per-views,
and more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's recovering from an accident.
6 days away, of course, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder hooking up, battle of unbeaten heavyweights, the lineal heavyweight champion, never beaten. I'm talking about Tyson Fury taking on Deontay Wilder, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, a bronze bomber out of that boxing hotbed, Mobile, Alabama, undefeated, 41-0, 39 bums, not 39 bums, but not 30, you know, 39 guys that he could probably beat real easy. So he's had a couple of testy fights. Of course, one fight with Luis Ortiz, who's like older than God. I mean, he's older than dirt. I mean, Luis Ortiz says he's 38 years old. I think he's closer to 48 than he is to 38, but you can't prove it with the Cuban guys. I told you about that before. I trained with those Cuban guys in Florida, and I worked with those guys, and they said one thing, and then they said they were another age, and I had one guy telling me three different ages all in the same week. So what I'm trying to tell you is if you can't document the birth certificates out of Cuba, you really don't know how old these guys are. As I speak, fights on DAZN, D-A-Z-N, of course, a new app that's hot and happening. Of course, Dennis Lebedev about to take on Mike Wilson in the main event from Monte Carlo. Check that out. That's 12 rounds, I believe, at the cruiserweight limit. Of course, tonight, HBO going their last dance. Their last dance, baby. It's all over for HBO. Imagine that. You know what I think is funny? Maybe it's fitting that HBO goes out on my birthday. And I just blown away by that because, you know, throughout my lifetime since the 70s, HBO has always been a stalwart, if not the heavyweight champion of cable, man. HBO was the guy that brought you the pay-per-view fights, TV KO back in 1990, 1991. Of course, that's when people like Michael Nunn and James Toney hooked it up in main events. And, man, James Toney burst on the scene. Of course, Toney would come on to win a division at 160 pounds, 168 pounds, and fight as a heavyweight as well. I'm telling you, man, those pay-per-view days were just incredible. HBO really set the set the mark for everybody else. So everybody else around is sort of imitating HBO's title run, but HBO's title run is over. So we give them their props. Tonight, it's all over, coming to you live from Atlantic City. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35 years of radio existence. I want to thank the great Joe Gilardi, the promoter, the king of real, it was like closed-circuit television back in the days, man. I kid you not. He was the king of closed-circuit before it was pay-per-view, an insurance magnate out of the city of San Jose, California. But without Joe Gilardi, there would be no Ring Talk Live Worldwide. One more thing. Thanks to Scott Cuddy and Alex the Great. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.